tell me in a nutshell, I doubt if there is a nutshell for this, but it seems like a negotiation to get this program done, but great promise for this program and a great need. So wherever you'd like to start, do so.
Well, I've said for many years that the best way to get doctors to small towns is to get medical students from small towns. The data, we have 40 years worth of data that's very clear. It's very difficult to recruit somebody from an urban environment and interest them in rural practice. People who grew up in small towns are looking for a small town to practice in. They know all the positives. They just need to get through medical school and get back home. When we started this program in 2006 is when the planning began, the message we were getting, we were hearing from students, that the very students who would be most likely to do primary care and return to small towns were looking at the uphill battle to get through pre-medical classes, and then the concept of spending all those years in medical school, coming out owing $180,000 at the far end. Frankly, most of these students were families of very modest means. And the idea of owing as much as a house would cost them and taking another 4 years of their life turned many of them away from medicine. They did other things when they would have been the perfect student to finish medical school, finish residency, and go back home. So about that time, Texas Tech got approval, first in the country, to do this three-year accelerated track. And the concept is we shorten by a full year how long it takes to do the medical school work. The result is you save a year of tuition, $35,000, $40,000 a year. You save a year of your life, and you become a paid first-year resident, that is an intern, a full year earlier. So the swing is about $100,000 for an individual student. And for someone of very modest means, that's a big deal.
For anybody, that's a big deal.
Yes.
I was really interested in the need and the rubric for how one does this acceleration, the latching on to the rural practitioner and really learning.
Mm-hmm. Well, the need is just obvious, I guess. 60 counties in Kentucky, 60 of the 120 counties are underserved. The need is tremendous. That's just obvious, I guess. These students that are interested in this track are from small towns, obviously. And what we do is, you know, you ask yourself, why would anybody give up all of their vacations, all of their elective time in the fourth year of medical school to do this three-year course? And the answer is because the money and the time. And you look at who wants to do it, and they're folks from small towns. So what we do, for example, is instead of a four-week vacation after their first year in medical school, they take that 4 weeks and do a required curriculum rotation, but they do it in their hometown. That's the key. So we connect them, if they're not already connected, with a physician in their hometown. And it is a rigorous, required 4 week rotation in their hometown. And then the next 4 weeks, again, instead of taking another 4 weeks of vacation, they come to Madisonville, they spend 4 weeks with us, they're precepting with primary care physicians, they're doing case studies with other students, including our pre-med students who are here. And they learn how to do free physicals on 12-year-olds. They're out in the community. They're doing community assessment. That's another 4 weeks of required curriculum that we've moved before the second year of medical school even begins. So when these students begin their second year of medical school, they look at their classmates, and their classmates have basically done nothing clinical. They've done only the basic sciences. These students have 8 weeks under their belt of solid, demanding clinical work, all of them in a rural area. So it's just really obvious to the student and to us whether this is a good fit for them at the end of those 8 weeks. And it gets them excited. They realize they don't have to go to the big city to do something special in medicine. They can do it in or near home.
What is the production goal to put it sort of crudely, to pump out more doctors for these counties in Kentucky?
With this particular program or in general?
Both.
I'm sorry?
Both.
Both. Okay. So in a larger sense, if you look at those 60 counties, probably 20, 25 of them are in the western part of the state, and that's our focus, is on the western part of the state. If you look more closely, these counties that are health professional shortage areas, that is, clearly do not have enough primary care doctors for the population, it would only take 1.5 as an average docs to come there and stay to take them out of that underserved category. Now, the trick is to get them to stay. It's pretty easy to recruit a physician in a small town. The real issue is to retain them, to get them to stay. So it's not a great number, 20, 30, 40 physicians over the space of 6 or 8 years, let's say, who stay, who are not only recruited to a small town but stay, might turn some of these counties around. So it's not a tremendous number. It's the quality and it's the match. We've all worked with physicians in small towns that are just not a good match. They're not like the patients they're seeing. They're not comfortable living in a small town, and they don't stay. So our goal is to get a smaller number in the 20s, 30s students to the right counties. Now, this particular program is very small. It's intended to produce 2 per year. It will probably go to a few more than that in time. We were the second in the country to begin our program, but since then there are 14 other medical schools who have now done this, and most of them are also small, 2 to 4 graduating students a year, because it takes a really special kind of student to do this in 3 years.
It takes some special mentoring to get it done as well.
you're very kind. Honestly, the hardest part was to get it approved. You can imagine that in a typical university medical center environment, there's talk of lengthening medical school, lengthening residency. There's so much to be learned. The idea of shortening it is just anathema to a typical academic. So we spent a good 4 years working with groups on campus in Louisville and working our way up through the academic ladder, basically convincing them that this will work, that it's doable, that these students do not come out at a disadvantage. In fact, they're at an advantage if they want to practice in a small town. So by far the hardest part was going through all those channels to get it approved in a university environment. And then we had to get it accredited. The LCME, the accrediting body of all medical schools in the United States, is inherently very conservative, appropriately so. You know, these are medical schools. You want to have the highest bar to have them approved. So it took us another 2.5 years to work through the process of getting LCME accreditation. And we did that in 2012, and we've now just graduated our first student.
Is the University of Louisville the only institution in the Commonwealth doing this kind of programming?
Well, in fact, the only one in the region, probably in 10 states.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's only the Trover campus in Madisonville portion of the University of Louisville. That is, the urban campus of the University of Louisville Medical School is not yet doing this either. So our small campus in this town of 20,000 in western Kentucky is the only one in probably 10 or 15 states that has been approved to do this.
Well, that's a feather in your cap.
Well, it is. And of course, it's a large group of people who are heavily involved. We you know, these docs in the small towns who take these students in for 4 weeks, they're our jewels. That's the one-on-one kind of learning is the best you can imagine. I do, though, want to say something, because I've only been here 16 years, but I consider myself a Western Kentuckian. People don't realize what bright stars we have, how good Murray is nationally as a pre-medical institution. The HRSA, the feds, did a recent survey, University of Colorado did it for them, of all 40 rural programs in the United States. And our program was ranked 2nd in the country, behind only LSU, which I guess is okay unless you're talking about basketball. And it's not so much ego and all that. It's the point of, we do something really well in Western Kentucky. And we're now getting national notice. This was presented at a national meeting about a year ago. And we have a lot to be proud of. And we're doing leading-edge things at this campus that others are just now beginning to think about all around the country.